we're going to be talking about your pregnancy. Now, finding out that you're pregnant is very exciting, especially if it's the first time. And here are some of the early physical signs that will confirm that positive pregnancy test. Well, first of all, your breasts will grow larger, heavier, and feel more sensitive. You'll also notice more pigmentation on your nipples, and any moles and freckles that you have will get bigger and darker. You may also feel very tired. It's the kind of tiredness you've probably never felt before. And you'll probably have some feelings of nausea, especially first thing in the morning. At the end of the first month of pregnancy, you probably won't be sure that you are pregnant, although you may have your suspicions. Some pregnancy kits can give you a positive result even at this stage. You'll notice few, if any, symptoms at this stage, although you may feel slightly premenstrual and pass urine more often than usual. Your breasts may feel sore and heavy, and your nipples may tingle, and you may even be sick at this stage. Once the embryo has implanted in the lining of your uterus, the normal ovulation cycle stops. The corpus luteum, that's what remains of the egg follicle, in your ovary, continues to make the hormone progesterone, which prevents you having any more periods and keeps your pregnancy healthy and viable. This hormone also makes your cervical mucus dense and thick, forming a plug. And this plug stays in place until the end of your pregnancy, when it comes out as the show. The wall of your uterus softens so that the embryo can become firmly embedded, and it starts to get bigger almost from the moment of implantation. When you're pregnant, the three trimesters, funny word, trimesters, it means 3 months literally, but the three trimesters are your major milestones. The trimesters aren't actually three periods of exactly the same length. They're different lengths, defined by the way your baby grows and develops. The first trimester starts with the presumed date of conception, and this is usually 2 weeks after your last period, and represents the first 12 weeks of your baby's life in the womb. The second trimester ends at 28 weeks, and the third trimester is the rest of your pregnancy. In the first trimester, your body adjusts to being pregnant. At first, you won't look any different at all, and you might not feel different either. But the activities of your hormones will soon start to affect you in various ways. You might experience lots of mood swings. You may want to make love more or less often. And you may find that your appetite changes and you start feeling like simpler, blander food than usual. Now, your pregnant body is having to work very hard to accommodate your developing embryo and the placenta. When you're pregnant, your body's metabolic rate increases and is between 10 and 25% higher than normal. This means that all the body's functions are stepped up. Your cardiac output rises steeply, almost to the maximal level that will be kept up throughout the rest of your pregnancy. Your heart rate rises too, and will go on doing so until the middle of the second trimester. Your breathing becomes more rapid, as you now need to send more oxygen to your baby and breathe out more carbon dioxide. Because of the action of increased levels of estrogen and progesterone in your body, your breasts quickly become larger and heavier. They're usually tender to the touch from very early on too. There's an increase in fatty deposits in your breasts and new milk ducts begin to grow. The areola around your nipple becomes darker and develops little nodules called Montgomery's tubercles. Underneath your skin, you'll notice a network of bluish lines appearing as the blood supply to your breasts increases. Your uterus becomes larger even in early pregnancy, but you won't feel it through your abdominal wall until the end of the first trimester, when it begins to rise above your pelvic brim. While the uterus is still low in your pelvis, it starts to press on your bladder as it gets bigger, so you'll almost certainly find that you need to pass urine more often. The muscle fibers of your uterus begin to thicken until it becomes very solid indeed. Even so, you probably won't notice your waistline changing until the end of this first trimester. Now, you really should take care of yourself as soon as you know you're pregnant. And when you're pregnant, you'll need to eat extra carbohydrates and protein to supply your growing baby and the placenta, as well as your uterus and breasts. So it's vital to eat healthily, right from the start. You'll need extra fluids too, so try to drink at least 8 glasses of liquid a day. Avoid, completely avoid, drugs, caffeine, junk food, alcohol, and smoking throughout the whole of your pregnancy. But it's particularly important at this time. And make sure too that you get plenty of rest for that dreadful tiredness you'll be feeling. Now, as far as your clothes are concerned, you'll feel much happier in comfortable clothes. While you won't need to buy any maternity clothes just yet, there's nothing worse than wearing something that's tight and uncomfortable, even if it's only for a few days. So try to keep one step ahead of your increasing size. You'll almost certainly find that you need to wear a larger bra from early on, and it's best if this is a properly fitted maternity bra. Be particular about your antenatal care. Your doctor may confirm that you're pregnant, or you may make an appointment with the antenatal clinic as soon as you've had a positive test result. And if this is the case, you may not be seen until your next trimester. At the first visit to the clinic, your midwife will ask you about your own and your family's medical histories. You'll also be given a thorough physical examination, including urine and blood tests. It's never too early to make plans about the kind of birth that you'd like. Your doctor will talk to you about choices for childbirth in your area, what hospitals you could go to, and what arrangements could be made for a home birth. Some practices may offer antenatal care, whether complete or shared with your hospital. Now is the time to start thinking about the type of delivery you want and where you're most likely to get it. Books like My Own Conception, Pregnancy and Birth can help you decide what sort of birth you would prefer to have, as well as give you in-depth information on everything to do with pregnancy, birth, and baby care. Some women feel like buying their unborn baby a little gift at this time, such as a teddy bear, as soon as they know they're pregnant. But many feel that doing anything more than this is to tempt fate. You might like to start keeping a daily journal of your health and feelings during the first trimester, so that you'll have a complete record of your pregnancy. And My Own Pregnancy Planner, a journal in which you can record all your feelings and emotions while you're going through pregnancy, will be published soon. Now, how much weight ought you to gain? Well, in the first 3 months, you'll probably put on about 2 to 4 pounds, that's 1 to 2 kilograms, if you haven't had too much problem with nausea. Your baby, however, will only be 48 grams. That's only 1.7 ounces. The rest of the weight is made up of your baby's support system, the placenta and amniotic fluid, your enlarged uterus and breasts, and the extra amount of blood in your body. Your own fat stores will make up about the same weight gain as your baby. Probably even before you knew you were pregnant, your embryo reaches a crucial stage in development, so it's vital to plan for pregnancy. During the second week of your embryo's life, a dark mark appears on the back, and this marks the position of the spinal cord. Even by the end of the third week, your embryo has a heart that's now beginning to beat. And in the third week, the embryo enters a sensitive phase of development when all the major organs are forming. Embryos are generally robust, but they can be harmed by any drug, alcohol, smoking, infections, and so on. Some don't survive, and that's usually because there are serious chromosomal defects. Now, nutrients pass from your body into the placenta and the umbilical cord to feed your baby, who needs more and more nourishment to support the rapid growth. Your baby's heart beats at 140 to 150 beats per minute, which is about twice the rate of yours. The baby's head is still very large in comparison to its body, and it's bent forward on the chest. But gradually, as it goes through the first trimester, your baby's body begins to straighten and get longer. At the end of the first trimester, all the vital organs are now in place, and most major structures will have been formed. And now your baby can respond to touch, although you won't be able to feel any movements yet. By 12 weeks, your baby is fully formed. Now he needs to mature. He's very active at this stage, although you won't be able to feel him yet. In the form of flexible cartilage, the bones in his body are growing rapidly. He jerks his body, bends his arm and legs, and has hiccups. And in his jaws, there are already 32 permanent tooth buds. He floats comfortably in a warm bath of amniotic fluid. The temperature of the amniotic fluid is higher than your own body temperature, and he has plenty of room to move. By the end of the third month, his crown rump length will be 9 centimeters, 3.5 inches long, and he weighs 48 grams. That's 1.7 ounces. His eyes move round to the front of his face, but are still wide apart. His external sex organs are shown up now, and fine hair covers the whole of his body. His head and his neck extend and grow. For further information, I've published a number of books, which you can obtain from my own website, miriamstoppard.com, or that of my publisher, Darling Kindersley, at dk.com/Miriam Stoppard. Or you can subscribe to my podcasts for a detailed guide to your pregnancy. I'd like to thank the Children's Mutual, one of the UK's leading providers of the Child Trust Fund, for their support.